Question everything.
Hey guys, welcome back to Question Everything. So I had to give a disclaimer before I begin this episode. I did record it with my best friend Megan, and it's a shit show, first of all. Second of all, since she is in Chicago and I'm in Vegas, we had to do it over this app, and the audio isn't the greatest. I know with Lauren's episode, that also happened, so I do apologize. The audio in the beginning does sound horrible, but it gets better, and then it gets bad, and then it gets better. So just hang in there and bear with me. I hope you enjoyed, though. It was really interesting, and getting her point of view from not being as into the research and not being as aware of these conspiracy theories and asking her questions based on her just being my best friend and hearing about this shit all the time. So very interesting. A couple other things I wanted to mention before we got into it. Today is August 27th and I recorded this episode on August 25th, I believe. Everyone's been talking about something big is going to happen today. So I'm still waiting for shit to hit the fan. So if something does happen today and you guys don't hear about it on my podcast, you'll probably hear about it on the bonus episode because I am recording this at 7 a.m. right now. In case you guys are wondering what time I record my episodes. So, and one last thing, I do apologize if we offend anyone with our comments. Me and Megan have pretty dark humor and we also have very unpopular opinions about certain things, especially in regards to our generation and how sensitive we are. You guys will understand when you hear that part, but just know that we don't mean to offend anyone. Maybe I'll talk about it more in the bonus episode because, like I do mention in this episode, David Icke mentions it a lot. Okay, no more spoilers. I'm sorry. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. See you Tuesday. Bye. Hey guys, welcome back to Question Everything. I'm your host, Kelsey, and this week I have my best friend, Megan, on, and I'm going to ask her some questions in regards to all these theories and ask her what she thinks as being my best friend and not being aware of those theories beforehand. So welcome, Megan.
Hello!
So introduce yourself. Where are you from and how old are you?
Okay, so I'm Megan. I'm Kelsey's best friend. I am originally from Chicago, but I obviously went to college with Kelsey in Vegas. And then once I graduated, I moved back to Chicago to begin my master's in athletic training. So I do have an undergrad degree in kinesiology, and so I have a bit of a background in, like, the health science world. Do I have to explain how we met?
Yeah, how did we meet?
Okay, so my roommate freshman year went to school with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then she introduced us. Fun fact, Kelsey hated me at first.
Yeah.
And then she fell in love with me.
Facts. Oh, you forgot to say how old you are.
Oh, I am 22. I had to think about that one.
Yeah, I always forget you're younger. All right, so what were your thoughts when I first started making these videos on TikTok? Because I know I would always send you them. Did you think I was crazy? Did you think, like, quarantine was getting to me?
Okay, so you've always been into, like, astrology and, like, stuff like that. You've always been, like, very spiritual, so, like, nothing really out of the blue. Your first, like, really big video, though, at first I was like, girl, you a little, this is a bit of a stretch. But after you, like, continue to go and, like, you've actually, like, researched these things, and, like, from my career and, like, education background, we're, like, very heavy into research and, like, understanding, like, where your sources come from, so you have, like, valid information. You have all the facts, girl. I listen with my other friends and my boyfriend, and we always discuss new topics, and then we get into arguments, or we get into, like, deeper conversation. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a good podcast to listen while you're high, so I've heard.
Oh, I should probably do that.
I've gotten so many messages with people just being like, I'm gonna go smoke and then listen to your podcast. I'm like, okay.
I'm surprised I haven't yet.
What did you think about the reptilian episode?
Okay, so actually, I listened to this with my boyfriend on the way to Colorado, And he is also a believer in reptilian people, which I did not know at all.
What?
I was expecting him to be like, this bitch crazy. But he was like, oh my god, yeah. And I was like, what the hell? Quite honestly, I do believe it. Because honestly, like, we came from monkeys, we came from dinosaurs, like, evolution had its process, but also, I don't know, I feel like anything's possible in this world. Like, we literally live in a solar system and we're so minute compared to everything else beyond this planet.
True.
Also, so after we like talked about it, he brought up this like video. I need to send it to you. But it's a fake video, but like what they talk about and like, it just all makes sense. So it's like about this alien, this fake like CGI alien, obviously. And he's like talking about how it came from the future and he is one of us and how they like ask me questions about creation and like stuff like that. But like after listening to we listened to your podcast first and then to that one, everything just like, made sense. And like they also talked about like in the alien video, not yours, the other one that I watched, about how humans believe that in creation and like really want to know how the universe was created, but like I'm going off topic, but sorry. How humans created creation, and the only reason we want to know how the world was created was because we know where everything else came from, but why can't the universe just be? Does that make sense? I don't know if I'm rambling.
No, yeah, that makes sense. That's like a very argumental like topic that a lot of people get into about how we started. But yeah, why can't the universe just be?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I'm gonna get that tattoo. That's my next tattoo. Why can't the universe just be?
You have to sign -Megan.
So, okay, the aliens and the reptilians. Do you think they're trying to depopulate us? Or do you think they're trying to do that with the vaccine?
Oh, I definitely think they're either trying to, like, kill us off or use the vaccine to do so or to have, like, more control. Personally, this sounds so morbid, but the world is already overpopulated, so is it such a bad thing? I don't know, but that's just me.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible to say, but, like, you know.
I mean, like, honestly, that's why I thought from the beginning, before getting into this, that, like, because it started in China, and we know China's overpopulated.
Oh, 100%.
So I was like, this is planned from the beginning, before watching anything.
And in the beginning, so when this was before you started getting into like the conspiracy TikToks, and I think it was like right before quarantine happened, you sent me a voice memo about how you thought it was planned, obviously, but someone like released it from a lab.
Mm-hmm.
And like me and my mom were talking about it, like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Like, this is too, it happened so quickly to like not be genetically modified, which is funny, we're talking about that today, to not be like a planned thing, or like people knew this was gonna happen. Also, the places that like it killed the most people, I think at least, were the very heavily populated countries, such as like China and America. Obviously, we're still suffering because we're all idiots and we don't know how to wear a mask, but that's a different story.
Okay, so that's like another question that I have, because I know a lot of people on like the truth side of things like don't even believe that this virus is real and they don't want to wear masks and stuff. Like, what do you think about that?
Okay, so I'm probably gonna have like controversial opinions on this, but like that's just because I come from like the health field, obviously. But I do think it is a very real thing that's happening. Like, while it could be like genetically modified and controlled by other people, it's still a very real thing that can spread very quickly. And like, for one, like, I'm in school right now, unlike a lot of other colleges, and we have to get tested literally every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks, and some people are like still test positive and like are showing these like aggressive symptoms, even though they like are young like us. And I've also been listening to a lot of podcasts from health experts, and not like so much. I don't like looking at the media for honestly anything.
Yeah.
Especially since you've got into like these theories and everything. I'm like, fuck them. I don't know into them. I do my own research. Like, I have the resources to do my own research. The virus is like, people think it's like one and done, right? But any virus, it mutates mutates every 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
So that doesn't mean like it's like a different one every single time, but like, much like evolution, how like things kind of change slowly over time, like, same thing for this virus, which is why like when they create a vaccine, if it's real or not, whatever the fuck it is, they're gonna have to keep changing it because it's gonna mutate and like become adapt, just like the flu vaccine. Like, you have to get a new one every year because it mutates every single year.
That's so true. Holy shit.
Yeah. Also, like, how these, like, symptoms are, like, the media, at least, are changing, like, what the symptoms are. It's, like, because of these mutations. And, like, obviously it's going to change as the virus changes itself. And the longer it's around, the harder it's going to be to, like, control and, like, find the vaccine for, because, like us in the U.S., it just keeps spreading, so it's just going to keep mutating. So, but really, the U.S. is making it harder on everyone else.
But do you think that our immune systems can fight it? Like, what? Well, obviously not, because it's genetically modified, right? I just answered my own question. Never mind.
I do think some people will have, like, obviously you can't take out the entire population. That's just, like, I don't think that's possible. Unless, like, you didn't explode the entire Earth or whatever. A lot of people have different immunities. Like, we have been exposed to different things. Like, personally, so I'm a dancer, and this is my own belief. I don't know if it's true or not, but dancers are kind of gross. Like, before this all happened, like, sorry, my dogs are barking. We'd be in studios, sweaty and gross, like, rolling around on the floor, like, touching people's, like, sweaty bodies. Like, I feel like my immune system has seen a lot, which is why I think I don't get sick. I get sick maybe, like, once every other year. Like, I'm a fairly healthy person. Like, knock on wood. Say that now.
Knock on wood. But you also changed your diet this year, didn't you? And I feel like the diet has a lot to do with...
Oh, my God. Great segue into GMOs. Diet definitely plays a big role. And there's so many studies on this in, like, the nutrition, health science. So many different, like, fields, like, look into this. This goes along with other, like, diets and fads like this. Also, another reason not to follow the media, because they're just going to feed you this information that isn't true. This is very controversial, like the keto diet, not healthy. If you ask any nutritionist, if you want like diet to lose weight, keto is not the way to go. It is not healthy. Researchers also found meat and obviously GMOs that we're going to talk about in more detail have a negative effect on the body if eaten too much or like consumed too much, because it messes with our own like body systems. How do I say this? When we began, like prehistoric, whatever, our stomachs were different, and we probably could have survived off of only meat. But as we evolved into, like, different creatures, and obviously through different time periods, our stomachs adapted to what was available to us. So, and, like, the farming one, what is it? I don't even know what that generation is called. The farming, agriculture.
Farming? You know what I'm
talking about? No. Oh, my God. Like, when the farming boom...
A farming
I'm just gonna sound like an idiot. Before
agriculture, like when it first began,
before everything industrialized, we like lived off the
crops. Oh, there you go.
I'm not that big of an idiot, guys. I promise. I just can't find words today.
Yeah, she's smarter than me. She edited my papers in college.
But during that time, like our stomachs adapted to that diet, so obviously, like that is our most recent ancestors. So our stomachs are going to be adapted to that mostly. Also, I'm just going to get into the GMO thing because it kind of ties into the meat.
Mm-hmm.
So what they feed the animals is obviously going into us as well. And obviously these farmers can't give all these animals natural diets because shit's expensive. So they're getting these genetically modified organisms or like these foods that have been modified to be made in bulk or just like easier to make and cheaper to make. So whatever that animal eats, we're essentially eating. And if our bodies don't know how to, like, adapt to that, we're obviously not going to be able to digest it. We're going to then cause other health problems. Much like a virus, like, your body can't fight it off as well as a natural ingredient.
Yeah. They inject fruit and vegetables and corn with this just because they say that it's supposed to, the insects, kill the insects.
Yeah, so it's a pesticide.
Yeah, that's what I
meant. Long story short, like, you're not going to go eat a pesticide. You don't want to eat that. And, like, a lot of the articles stated that, like, farmers claim that they don't use enough of it for it to show up in, like, our foods, or, like, there's not enough of it to hurt us that it's in our food. Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, so many nutrition labels, and, like, it's so easy for them to lie and, like, not really tell the whole truth of, like, what they're giving these animals or, like, how much they're injecting these fruits and vegetables with. Another study I found, too, explains how there is literally causation between GMO and, like, modified food and health risks and such as, like, infertility, immune system problems.
Oh, my God, the infertility. Infertility. Yeah. Did you see the one where it says that you become immune to sperm?
I mean, shit, I believe it. That's it's crazy. Like, if it's a pesticide, it's obviously gonna kill off, it can kill off very, like, small entities, which is sperm.
So, population control, there you go.
Yeah, 100%. Also, like, going along with, like, the population control, like, food that has GMO-related things in it are a lot cheaper, and, like, obviously more people are gonna buy the cheaper product because it's more accessible. So if that is the case, it would make sense, man.
Yeah, I found out today that Hot Cheetos.
Oh my god, no, Kelsey!
I'm so sad. I've been eating Hot Cheetos so much, too, during quarantine. I was like, fuck.
No, yeah. I think I have gone vegetarian. We both have, like, tried becoming vegetarian, and, like, I've never tried vegan. I give credit to those people. I just, like,
it's hard.
I feel yeah. too much. I can't give it up. I've tried. Even though I'm lactose intolerant, I feel your body just feels better. And there's so many studies, like, so I'm, like, back and forth with, like, if a vegetarian, becoming a vegetarian is the optimal health way to go. But personally, I don't think that, like, this is very controversial again, but people that are in sports, like, high demand sports or, like, heavy bodybuilders, it is so hard for them to get
protein
in. Yeah. On a entirely plant-based diet. Like, obviously they can have soy substitutes and stuff like that, but too much of soy, like, can actually, like, harm you and, like, cause hormone levels to fluctuate depending on the person, like, how susceptible they are to those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But from my standpoint, I think every time I've gone vegetarian, I have felt my best. I can, like, I feel the best. I have the most energy that I've had. I can sleep better at night. I'm in a better mood usually. I would just fall back to eating meat, though, just because it's what's in my house, and it's handy, and it's kind of hard when you, like, don't buy all the groceries for yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, trust me. Carne asada every weekend.
But yeah, I've even, like, people have told me, too, like, when they were vegetarian, they have felt their best, and they, like, want to go back, but it's definitely hard to, like, maintain that lifestyle choice when you're not really in charge of everything, but I do think for the average person is definitely the way to go. Like, there's, even if, like, you miss meat, there's so many substitutes that you could put in.
There was this other study that I saw that causes, the GMOs cause, what's that disease that you might have?
Crohn's?
No, IBS.
Oh, IBS.
Yeah. So, like,
tell the crowd, Kelsey.
Anyways, it can cause IBS. But yeah, and I was just like, holy shit. But, and then, like, this farmer, because I watched Gaia. I don't know if you've heard of Gaia.
I want to say yes. I've looked at it, if you've mentioned it. I've looked at almost everything you've, like, mentioned to me to, like, try and check out and just listen to, you know?
It's kind of like a Netflix, like, streaming service, but, like, they talk about this stuff. Basically.
Oh, this was the one that had the world and the, like, the universe view, correct?
I think so.
In that. Okay, it's like a big.
I gave you my login.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I recall.
So there's so many GMO ones and fluoride ones, but this guy was saying that even if they're not injected with GMOs, that some some lands of field where they're growing those crops, the pollen can go over to the other land of crops.
Oh, 100%.
So, like, you don't even know if anything's organic now. And I'm just like, what?
Everything is contaminated. Not everything. I'm being dramatic. But, yeah, there's definitely a lot of contamination going on. Because just like any virus, it can spread through the air. And, like, obviously when things can, if they're using, how do I say this? If they're injecting things, like, you don't know that whatever they used to inject it with is being disposed of properly. Or if it's more of a chemical that's, like, sprayed on, like, the wind can take it and, like, take it for miles and miles and can literally cause cross-contamination on many other things.
Yeah, so I'm sure, sorry,
I'm
ahead.
Sure it's in a lot, no, it's okay. I'm sure it's in a lot more food than we think just from, like, cross-contamination alone.
Yeah, he was like, even whole foods, sprouts, the ones you think that are, like, healthy, they have GMOs.
God. Also, it's so hard with those things too, because those prices are only because this is from my retail background. I just know that those places like that can just hike up the price because they say of, like, Whole Foods names, but they could be getting it from the same places, like, what is it, Vons by you? I was gonna say Jewel, but that's a Chicago grocery store.
Hey, I might have Chicago listeners that will understand.
But yeah, like, they could be getting the same type of product from the same distributors and just packaging it differently and charging way more. Personally, I do not shop at Whole Foods because I can get the same price thing for like Trader Joe's or something, but the same goes for that. Like, you never know who these distributors are, because everything comes from like basically a mass market, much like clothing. It's all coming from a very similar place.
Mm-hmm. That's why I just think they're making money off of us. And the GMO like the guy who created GMOs, I think he created in like the 80s or 90s, because they were trying to, that one was the pesticides and the other one was to help with diabetes, which I feel like that's like then the cloning too. That was another excuse for cloning, was diabetes, which is funny. But anyways, because they caused diabetes.
Oh my gosh, wait, side note, the article I found definitely said that it disrupts the insulin and cholesterol regulation, so that definitely had a negative effect.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy, because I just heard today that they, okay, that's weird. Well, check your sources, kids. It was also from that video I was watching earlier, but
I'm sure that originally they wanted that, but that's not what happened.
I mean, yeah, it was in the 80s. But, I mean, speaking of cloning, because we were talking about that last week, you said that the show Maniac had something to do with it, or, like, Alice was
So, Maniac. Is that, did you look it up? Is that the correct show? That's what I thought it was called.
Yeah, I watched the first episode, but I have so many shows to catch up on that I've been like watching.
It's so good. The acting is so good too. But aside from that, so I'll just summarize the show and not try to spoil anything for your audience. But it's basically about these people that have addictions or like mental illnesses, and they kind of go into this like trial where you're like, I think it's either injected with something or given a pill, and it makes you have these dreams kind of. But everything that you think about in these dreams is kind of regulated by this machine called Alice.
Oh my god.
I'm less positive it's called Alice. It's a female name for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the entire season, they just go through these different dreams, but I don't think I'm gonna spoil it. They're more so like simulations, because as they wake up, they're like, both parties remember it if they were in each other's dreams. So if you see Black Mirror, kind of like that, where, but then by the end of the series, okay, spoiler alert, so, that's weird if you don't want to hear it. By the end of the episode, the machine has like caught feelings, or like
learned how to have emotions,
and eventually it cries and like short circuits itself.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it's like control. So originally the scientist in it that like created Alice, like put someone else's, I don't know, soul, I guess you would say,
Or like consciousness.
Yeah, consciousness into this machine. So like held that of the person.
See, it's literally like CERN. Yeah. That's why I was questioning, I mean, alright, like I said, I got that article from that guy on 4chan, so we can't really trust it, but it sounds like a show. Like, I don't know, but it kind of makes sense with the Mandela effect, too, and the times and the dates that he was working on this machine, so I'm just like, I don't know if I believe it, or...
Also, you always talk about how what they're showing us is trying to, what do you call it?
Predictive programming.
Also that.
Or desensitizing.
Desensitizing. Like, I think all of these shows, like Black Mirror, like, we're always like, oh shit, like, that's crazy. I definitely think that could happen, though. So, like, when it does happen, we're like, yeah, well, we saw it before. So. Not that big of a deal.
Well, it's also, with Lucifer right now, Lucifer is so big on Netflix, and everyone's, like, in love with the main character. But that's, like, literally, they're making you fall in love with the fallen angel or the devil, like
literally. Also, what was the last episode you talked about? No, like maybe two episodes ago, how sex sells, like,
yeah,
it's such a big market. It sells literally everywhere. Any commercial you see literally has a seductive female or a seductive male.
Yep.
And you're gonna buy it because you're like, oh shit, they look good, I want to look good.
The one with the Whopper, I know you've seen that.
Oh, 100%. Definitely in a bikini.
Yeah. It's like, you don't, like, you don't look like that eating a burger.
Oh my god, yeah. Whatever, that's why another reason I try to like stay off the media is because I know it's desensitizing me at this point, like from what you've told me and just everything. I even thought it before, like, they've always been so dramatic, and you've always known me to be not anti social media, but I just, it's too much.
No, you are anti social. You post once a year.
Yeah. I don't use it for the same ways that most people use it. It's just.
You stalk. You're the FBI. Yeah.
I'm just the FBI.
You do.
It's like Secret Service.
Literally, you are more of an FBI than the FBI is actually the FBI.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I swear you could honestly end child trafficking if you just.
If if I really tried.
Yeah.
Use my school's computer.
Yeah, honestly.
Better access.
Like, oh my god, I saw this other video, speaking of FBI, and they were explaining, it was a joke. It was how the FBI and the CIA are literally a joke, basically. And they were talking about how they hid Pizzagate and they hid, like, the McMartin preschool cases and Jeffrey Epstein's files and all that stuff. And I was going to tie this in with Pizzagate and ask you, like, do you think it's just propaganda and how the media is saying that it's QAnon propaganda and all this stuff?
Bitch, no. Even, like, my last year in Vegas, we had literally someone get abducted, like, a teenager, a female, get abducted every other week. Like, it was bad.
Wait, who?
And it wasn't... You don't remember this?
I mean, don't say their name, but no, I don't remember this.
I don't remember. It wasn't, like, people we knew.
Oh.
But it was, like, on the... It would always be on the news, like, someone goes missing from Summerlin. Someone goes missing from Henderson.
I thought
someone
you...
goes missing from a gas station.
I thought you meant, like, UNLV. I was like, what?
Oh, no. I think someone got taken in the parking garage, though. Or that could have been tied to a different crime, but so much shit happened in those parking garages.
Well, also, wasn't there, like, your freshman year, like, in the dorms, all the girls were, like, not trafficked, but, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, so... I recall one instance, only because I had a friend that was, like, had a room near hers. I'm not going to say her name.
Yeah, no, her name.
Get anyone in trouble. But she literally had to call the cops because she either went missing or a guy came over and, like, she was just, like, laying there with the door open. Like, definitely, like, something happened. Has to be some type of, like, base out of Vegas because so many people, they even have it in the stalls of the airports. Like, if you're being trafficked, call this number.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why is it so normal? That shouldn't be something that's okay. Or it's not okay, but that's just made so normal.
I mean, like, people are arguing that Pizzagate is not real because of the satanic side of it, not the, like, trafficking side of it.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that?
So, I definitely believe that there's some satanic relationship to these things, because just from, like, what you've told, or not told me, told the audience, I'm, like, researched about... There's literally evidence supporting that there's, like, some type of ritualistic thing going on. Like, with either the statue of the one thing in the Germany lab.
Oh, the Shiva god?
Yes. Example A. Like, huge thing. Why is that in a science laboratory? Because definitely, like, from my own experience, like, if you're in the science field, like, you believe in science for a majority of things. Like, you're not gonna pray to gods, essentially. For whatever reason, like, yes, you could have, like, outside your own religious beliefs, but, like, in the laboratory, like, you're not doing those things.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing this based on cause and effect and, like, trying to find relationships between things. Also, there's been videos that have been, like, leaked about basically human sacrifices.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't, like, a new thing either. Even if it's, like, not, it's happening outside of Pizzagate too, which makes me believe that, like, it's so totally could be happening out of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't understand why it's such a political, people have made it a political topic, because personally, like, I believe I am a liberal. I know you don't pick sides or anything, but I do have more liberal beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely believe in Pizzagate, like,
yeah.
Is that a Republican thing?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, the media is trying to, because everyone hates Trump, so the media is like, all right, let's just blame it on Trump and QAnon.
Yeah. I feel like they're just trying to, people are ignoring the bigger issue that the kids are literally being trafficked. Like you say every time, like, there's a bigger issue at hand. Like, you need to drop your feelings towards the topic and, like, understand that, like, this is real and this is happening.
Exactly. I mean, well, that video that I saw this week, and I talked about it in the bonus episode, I said that this girl said, we're taking away the importance of the real issue. And I was like, bitch, what?
Yeah, from the one girl on TikTok, right, saying it was...
That Pizzagate's faking or taking away, yeah.
How are you taking away light from it? Like, yes, I guess people have put a title on it, which is... Or, like, put a political title on it, which is not good, but, like, the underlying facts, like, even looking from, like, as an outsider, like, kids are getting trafficked. Like, why... How are you taking away from that? You're just bringing more attention to it, if anything.
That's what I'm saying.
I think people are just very stuck in a... like, one-way mindset to, like, where they can't, like, take other people's opinions into consideration, or, like, only because they believe this political thing that they're automatically wrong.
they make it a part of their personality. And that's what I talked about in my bonus episode. I said how, like, we don't give people a chance. Like, we don't listen. And that's why we're stuck in this mentality.
Yeah, and it also ties into, like, emotional intelligence, which you have definitely touched on before.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was you touched on it a little bit in the bonus episode, or the episode beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
But it plays such a big role in so many other things outside of this, too. Like, our country as a whole lacks emotional intelligence in so many aspects, and I think it's, like, what has caused a lot of problems. Like, including, like, everything becoming one-sided, and, like, there has to be a one side. There can't be a middle ground. You never see middle grounds on, like, many topics because people feel as though they have to pick a side.
And there's also so many people that feel entitled to everything.
Oh, my goodness. Don't even get me started.
All the Karens.
All the Karens. And I literally talked to my professor about this week about, like, entitlement and, like, so it kind of ties into how everyone believes that they deserve a participation trophy. Kind of like that, you know?
Oh, I remember we talked about this one time.
Not this, just, no. Like, grow a pair, basically. Like, you can't get everything handed to you. Like, you have to understand other people are better than you, or other people are less.
Yeah. That was something I read today in David Icke's book, because David Icke has a chapter in his new book that I just got. He released it this month, and it's called The Answer, and he has a chapter on the new wokers, basically talking about our generation, how we're so sensitive and
so sensitive. I can't begin.
And that we're called the new wokers, but literally we want so much equality. And like, but he was like, if you can't do something, then you can't do something. Like, and like regards to cheer or remember, I remember we saw something in Vegas when you were here that they stopped cheer tryouts and they were just going to let everyone on the team.
Literally. Like, there's, if there's no competition, like, you're gonna have someone with the IQ or, like, intelligence of someone that, oh, I don't want to degrade anyone. Oh my god, I took myself down the wrong path. But, like, you don't want your average person being your doctor or your surgeon. Like, there needs to be some competition.
Oh yeah, and it's healthy. Healthy competition.
Yeah. It's good stress on you. Like, we also learn about this in our health classes. Like, there is such a thing as good stress, and it, like, makes you a healthy person, it makes you a bigger person, it, like, teaches you things, it helps you cope. Like, we need stress in our life. We can't have everything handed to us, which a lot of people in our generation do believe.
Yeah, I mean, okay, there's a difference between equality and human rights, but equality and,
100%.
Yeah, but, because he was talking about that, and how, like, we just worship equality. I'm just like, but there's a slight difference between, like, treating a human being by cheerleading, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, like, going into that, like, there's a difference between, like, having, like, as a race or, like, religion aspect, like, yes, we should all be treated, like, equal, but that doesn't mean we are all should be paid the exact same, no matter, like, what we do. Like, different professions should be paid, obviously, different because of different either educational backgrounds or, like, professionalism.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, my God.
I've been applying to jobs lately, and everything is freaking $10 an hour, even though they require a degree. I'm like, why did I go to school?
Oh, literally. My first job right after I graduated, I got $9.25 an hour, and I have a degree. And literally, people at my, like, the workplace I was at were getting paid more than me, and they were just out of high school.
Yeah, see, there's,
I was like, this is cute. All right, thank you.
Like, I didn't work my ass off and fry my brain for nothing.
Yeah, and then also, like, there's, like, the other end of it, like, the end of the spectrum, like, there's kids that are not even getting degrees and expecting, not saying that you need a degree for literally everything to get paid well, but, like, education and anything, and expect to get, like, $20 an hour. Like, no, you have to work towards that.
Yeah. See, exactly. Participation trophies don't exist.
Moral of the story, we're too emotional, and I definitely think that's another issue that's blocking, like, more of the population from beginning to, like, get woke, because they're too sensitive, and they just, like, can't fully grasp the idea of something so heavy.
Oh, he said that, too. He said that, why does the new wokers, basically, like, our generation, have to have trigger warnings for everything?
Oh, my goodness.
And, like, I know that's, like, a touchy subject, and I understand, but, like, even, like, through my healing process, you have to face those triggers and those, basically, your demons and your shadow to heal and to move forward in life. Like, you can't just be, like, sheltered from everything. You're just gonna be, like, a little egg.
Yeah. There's, like, definitely, like, if something traumatic does happen, there's obviously gonna be that point of grieving and
you're not going to want to face that at first, and that's totally fine and totally healthy to do. But, like, eventually you need to face those things. Mm-hmm. That's literally what they do in therapy, which is a very healthy thing to do as well. You talk about what's going on, and you have to, like, discuss how to make it better
mm-hmm.
and, like, face those things. Much like the shadow work, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
That you're doing now, like, you face your demons to, like, make yourself a better person and become a better human.
Yeah, and I feel like people are just using these trigger warnings or, like, not watching things or not looking into, like, Pizzagate because they're afraid. But I feel like you need to, like, face it. And
that yeah.
you'll grow as a person. You'll expand your mind and get out of this matrix.
This is a terrible thing to compare it to. But, like, if people just didn't want to look at, say, like, the Nazis. Like, you've said there's the Nazis. We've brought up Nazis before. Like, if we just turned a blind eye, like, that would still be going on today. And really, like, there's parts of the world where that's still going on, and we're still turning a blind eye because it's just too hard to look at.
Yep. That's so true.
I think it's so surprising how much our media is filtered to, like, an emotional standpoint, yet they still show us, like, such graphic information, like, with shootings going on, but, like, show videos of it. Like, why not just explain what's going on in the world rather than, like, showing this, like, graphic content?
Like, the guy this week that got shot, I was like, what?
It's horrible. Like, 6 times? Are you kidding me?
7.
Like, 7. I'm sorry.
So mad.
Oh, I just... It's overkill. Like, at that point, like, there is no way that you can make sense of why you shot that many times. I read somewhere that the cop was holding the guy by his shirt, too. So, obviously, there's no way he could get away. Or there was, I guess. But, like, you had him. There's no reason to shoot a man 7 times. There's no reason to shoot anyone that many times if they're within arm's reach. Or ever, honestly.
His children were there, too.
People really just don't have a conscience.
I think the cops are, like, well, I've said the cops are all Freemasons, basically. But, like, I feel like they're a part of it. And I don't think, because people were trying to justify it by saying that the guy was resisting and he already had, like, a warrant against his arrest or whatever. And, like, okay.
It doesn't give you liberty to shoot someone 7 times.
That's what I was saying. I was like, get a Nerf gun or just tap him on the shoulder and tell him to stop.
Yeah. Also, like, I know this is a very controversial topic to get into about the cops issue. While I don't think anyone should be judged by the profession, like, there's definitely, like, lack from the government, I guess, that runs it. They don't give them enough education to, like, how to work a gun, or, like, they don't give them emotional support to, like, actually make, valid decisions while in the field. And a lot of the times, like, these are ex-military armed forces,
mm-hmm.
and those are two very different fields to, like, get yourself into if you really think about it. Like, when you're in the armed forces, you're basically taught to kill, and they're just like, hand them a gun, and they're like, okay, now go protect everyone. Like, that's just not in their mind, because that's not how they were taught originally. Like, they need to be retrained and go through extensive training.
That's why, like, when people were arguing about defunding the police, that it's gonna take away the security that we have. But honestly, like, a cop shows up after something has happened. Like,
I think a lot of people take the defunding the police as, let's get rid of them. Well, yeah. Like, that's not really what the movement is, or I don't know what to call it. What's doing, it's really, like, you need to put your money in aspects that will actually help the communities and other aspects and actually prevent the crime from happening. Well, yes, we, like, can still have cops, but, like, they're going to be less needed because you can either, A, put more money towards, like, the community and put in parks and, like, programs for these people, or, like, better funding into schools. And there's so many other ways that you can put this, like, billion-dollar corporation.
Psychology, mental health. Yes,
yeah, literally.
Like, yeah, that's really all we need. And, like you said, that they need more training, and I think that they don't need that much money for that much armor. They can just put the money towards, like, mental health and get a therapist and yeah. then get Nerf guns.
They should start including, like, social workers or other aspects into these departments. And, like, why aren't they getting paid as much as a cop, essentially, when they're preventing the problem from occurring rather than just fixing the problem
on spot?
On the spot. It's like the saying where, like, you can give a man a fish, he'll eat for one day, but if you teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. Or however the fuck it goes.
Wait, what is it?
You've never heard that saying?
No.
You give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. You teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime.
I've never heard that, but that's smart.
Oh, what?
Is that a Chicago thing?
No, it can't be.
Or like a Midwest thing?
I don't know. Ask your listeners.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I'm from like California and Nevada, so.
We're also taught, like, there's a new approach in the healthcare field. It's called the upstream approach. And it's like about, instead of like giving someone meds to fix whatever illness they have, you find the underlying reason that this person has this issue to like get rid of it as a whole rather than giving them these chemicals that can put into their body. The example they gave us in class is like someone comes in for asthma or they have trouble breathing, so you give the doctor gives them an inhaler when in fact there's black mold in their apartment, which is why they're having asthma when they're really in fact like they don't need the inhaler, they're just there's other issues going on.
When they treat they treat the disease wrong.
Rather than preventing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, speaking of, like, well, going back to, like, education and funding education, because in every book I've read, I've seen that they say that we weren't properly taught the right things and misinformation and, like, everything is a lie. I mean, I know history is a lie. By now I know that.
Yeah. Whatever they teach us in school is definitely, like, cited to an aspect, especially in history, because obviously it's whitewashed.
Mm-hmm.
I think, obviously, like, things like math. Probably not crooked because there's a yes and no for numbers, or so I think.
Yeah.
Fuck math. there's other aspects such as like physics and science. I feel like it can get like muddy almost because obviously like what they're teaching us, at least like from my own experience, I believe is correct for like my level. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, nor do I think I will ever be a doctor, so I can't speak on that level, but like for the basic level, I think the science is correct for how to like treat and like care for communities in that aspect. But going deeper into like the more professional doctoral degrees, I think it can get muddy only because it becomes very opinionated and it's so easy for I don't want to like speak down on my fields, but like there's so many cases of doctors like mistreating patients, and even though they know what to do. Have I already told you about that podcast called Dr. Death?
No.
Okay, so this man literally would, how do I explain it? He was a neurosurgeon, so he worked on the brain and spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And he would tell these people, like, oh, you got this issue, but then would go in and just, like, butcher them.
What?
Yeah. And, like, killed numerous amounts of people. But, like, see, when you get up there, like, who, can you believe your doctors? I'm not telling anyone in here to, like, not believe their doctors, because most doctors are probably very good people.
I mean, David Icke says not to trust your doctors, so.
Oh, no. I just can't speak down to my profession.
I know, that's what sucks, because, like, same with Kevin. Like, he doesn't fathom anything because of political science.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, how, I think you've talked about this, like, how, where you grow up and, like, how you grow up. Like, obviously, I picked this field, so I'm going to have strong beliefs for my science aspect, mm-hmm. and like believing like that what they're teaching me is correct, because as a person, like, I want to help, so mm-hmm. I'm gonna believe that what they're teaching me is gonna help someone. But my level is so mediocre compared to like once you get drugs involved and like surgeries and stuff like that,
when it gets technical.
Yeah, also like I think money plays a big role in corrupting these people, like while they could be very good doctors to begin with.
Oh, for sure.
Once enough money comes into play for a certain person, like most people aren't going to turn that down if it's enough.
Like how they said that they were paying the doctors to lie about the COVID.
Yeah, they would get bonuses.
Yeah.
And then so many, I think a lot of them didn't know that was happening until they started like talking with one another, and obviously that's when a lot more people started to come out about that. I think. That's my own opinion. I don't know if that's true or not.
I just think it's like it's tricky because that's when people start to think that this virus is fake, and I think it's just a fear tactic. But then also like there's this other conspiracy theory about 5G and how 5G radiation causes symptoms, not COVID, but it causes the same symptoms, and the radiation causes you to not be able to breathe, and it causes your lungs to not collapse, but I don't know.
This is another reason I don't listen to the media, because they sway opinions and like place fear into people way too often for my liking. But there's so many things that can cause so many things. So I have no doubt that 5G is causing these symptoms.
Chemtrails.
Wait, what'd you say?
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
Have you not heard of those?
No.
So chemtrails are produced by planes. You ever see like random lines in the sky?
Yeah,
like no one's ever asked like why the fuck there's so many chemtrails around. Like the I think it was a weatherman. He got fired for trying to expose them. He said that like normal smoke from a plane like disappears right away. So what are these things in the sky?
Dude, that's why our ozone is shit.
That's why, yeah, that's why everything happens. That's why
we're all dying.
That's why there's fires. And the hurricanes now.
Okay, wait, so glad you brought this up. So, did you know, I don't know if this is true, if my boyfriend was just fucking with me, but they have weather machines, like,
yes,
to help crops.
Yes.
Like, that's a real thing.
Yes.
So, like, why can't they make hurricanes, or why can't they make natural disasters?
For the Beijing Olympics, they made sure it didn't rain.
Yeah. Like why isn't, also, why isn't this talked about? Like, I feel like that's an issue.
They have articles on it, like literally from Beijing, China. They alter the weather, and like Bill Gates admitted in 2008 that he could manipulate the weather too. So
I think when people like Bill Gates falls into like that power falls into their hands is like when things get very bad, because obviously he's not going to use it to help us. He's going to use it to help himself or help like whatever organization he's working for.
Yeah.
Hashtag Illuminati.
Hashtag just making money off of our suffering.
Yeah. That's literally what the world is made off of, though, is money and being the highest power, which makes sense as to why the Illuminati and, like, all those other groups, the Freemasons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, are trying to kill off these populations and just get money. Because once they have complete control, it's literally just them, and they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, I mean, in theory, the reptilians still need us, so they're going to keep, like, 10 of us.
Just enough to populate.
Just enough for them to have dinner.
Yeah, literally. Which, yeah, so, like, kill off enough and, like, have the money that we're, like, afraid of them, essentially, because they have all this power. And then complete control.
Do you think Jeffrey Epstein's still alive?
With the island?
Yeah.
Tell him the fucking yes.
There is a video,
he
yeah.
He gave so many of those people children. Why wouldn't they keep him alive?
That's what I'm saying. And then, also, there's this video I saw from a drone that it looked like him, but I mean, it was just this gray-haired man on the island, and I was like, excuse me, sir, you're out in the open.
Yeah, once you start talking about all these, I've never put, like, two and two together with, like, the deaths that surround the people making accusations, and then, oh no, they're dead a week later. I never, like, put those things together until you started to bring it up, and how have people not correlated that sooner? Like
Avicii.
Why? It's almost cause and effect. I can't say cause and effect because there's no, like, evidence. That's what I'm talking
about. It's problem, reaction, solution, like David Icke said.
Yeah. And it's clear as day once you, like, point it out and, like, actually think about it.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying people need to become more aware and wake up.
Yeah. Put your emotions and your heightened sadness and emotional responses aside and just look at what's happening.
Like,
yeah, it's hard to look at, but, like, a lot of things are hard to look at. A dislocated knee is hard to look at, but I'm still gonna look at it.
I mean, like, in emotional sense, it like I said on the bonus episode, like, I was mad that people are taking importance away from it, but I'm still aware that I'm mad, you know? Some people aren't aware that their feelings are literally getting in the way.
Ties back to emotional intelligence, man.
See, I think that was what should have been taught in school.
I don't know why so when you first brought up on emotional intelligence, you were, like, questioning, like, is this a real thing? But in every textbook I've gotten in my master's program, it talks about emotional intelligence. I literally just read a whole chapter on emotional intelligence and how it creates a good leader.
What the hell? Yeah, that's what I read too. So you have to go to grad school to fucking
learn. Why did I have to go to grad school to learn about this? Like, I knew about it beforehand.
I feel like preschoolers should learn this.
It's also, like, why isn't psychology required for a lot of people when that's, like, a major contributor to mental illness? Because people don't know how to control their emotions or how to, like, cope with them or how to, or that they're normal things to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, why do these emotions happen? There's literally so much science on, like, why we experience our emotions. And I don't understand why sciences aren't more required.
I'll give you an answer. It's because the government first I want to say that in the book Seven Reading, they don't like to say that the government is behind this because it's really not. They're just the puppet. But the people behind the scenes basically are manipulating our emotions to control us because of emotional intelligence. They can manipulate us, like, know where to plant the seed of fear and, like, with all of this year. You saw that, like, with COVID and quarantine and everything on the news.
It's crazy how often I look at people, I'm like, are you a fucking idiot? Like, and I feel bad because I'm like, maybe they just really don't understand, like, that's not correct. Or, like, what they're experiencing is, like, oh my God. I go back and forth all the time because I want to see good in people all the time. But then I'm like, come on, bro.
Come on.
Make better decisions.
Okay, I really wanted to ask you this. I've been wanting to ask you this for a while, but... Okay, so you said you're a liberal and stuff, but what are your thoughts on Biden?
Okay. It's so complicated. I'm so conflicted.
Have you heard about the stuff he's done?
Oh, obviously, I listen to your podcast. I'm a huge supporter and fan. It's so hard because I know of all these things he's done, but, like, I want Trump. So, like, and I know Trump has, like, such a big following still. And I just, like, do I want that in office? But I also don't want Biden in office because pedophile.
Yeah, see?
It's like, and I'm like, it's so hard. I just don't know. I'm going to have to take that one day by day. There's also, like, a whole bunch of people saying, like, they're going to, like, write Bernie in because Bernie doesn't really have, I haven't heard you talk about it, at least affiliation with, like, the pedophile ring and, like, stuff like that. And, like, people are like, we can just write him in. Like, that's still a legal thing too. But then that also then takes away votes from, like, the other ones, giving them higher chances of winning because it's basically not, like, not voting, I guess.
See,
even though it's all rigged and stupid.
That's why, like, okay, I say I'm not voting, but then, like, I get conflicted, not just because of other influences, but, like, I don't want... And then they were like, they're like, okay, pick the lesser of two evils, but I'm like, they're at the same level.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's so hard because then you have to, like, look at it as, like, a different aspect, like, yes. So I hate that I'm saying this, like, yes, he's a pedophile, but, like, he's gonna do better for the country, I guess. But I don't really know because everything's a lie.
See, and, like, I agree with you. Like, didn't pick a side. Like, I agree more with, like, the liberal aspects, but now I'm just like, I don't know.
Can the aliens just take over so I don't have to choose?
But then people say that, like, they're just puppets, so they're literally just doing what they're being told. So, like,
because they're clones. Yes.
Because because the presidents are basically just hybrids or whatever. But I don't know.
I feel like presidents haven't always been hybrids. I think this is my own opinion because I think outside the box sometimes. They haven't always been hybrids, and it, like, kind of happened over time.
Oh, definitely. Within Kennedy.
It's around that time. I don't think Kennedy was a hybrid only because he was killed. I think the ones that have been killed off are not hybrids because obviously they're not
following the rules. Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln, because Abraham Lincoln didn't want to do the Federal Reserve shit, and he thought that the government should control the money, as it should, as it says in the Constitution.
Yeah.
But that's why they killed him.
The government is also corrupt.
I mean, yeah, like I said, like, it's half, like, half the people are corrupt. Like, the government is just, like...
It's so hard living here and, like, finally, like, seeing these things, because... Oh my God, I just want to leave. I'm like, can I go to a different country? I'm gonna, like, move to Fiji or something.
Okay, but, like, the whole world's in on it.
I know, but, like,
let's go to Mars.
Literally.
Yeah, it's so hard right now trying to decide this shit. And today I saw a video on TikTok. It was actually really funny. This guy, he was, like, pretending to be at the voting polls or whatever, and he was, like, between Biden and Trump, just staring at the paper, and then it, like, goes into a flashback of his memories, and then it's just, like, Biden talking nonsense and then Trump talking nonsense, and, like,
oh my God, have you seen Trump's, I think it was his latest discussion on the wildfires?
Yeah,
like, leaves, ground, leaves, clean up. And I'm like, this man doesn't even make sense.
The clone, it's the one. Did he have a blue tie? Because they said the one with the blue tie is the clone.
I he was wearing a suit.
Yeah,
I think it was a navy. Yes.
Oh.
I don't know. Blue is navy, so maybe.
And then people today on my post, they were like, "Well, Trump is trying to save the kids." I don't know if you saw my post today on Instagram.
I don't think so because I worked school all day. I haven't been on Instagram. That's okay. Should I go look really quick?
No, I'll just tell you. It's just a meme. Okay. And it says, it's like an office meme, and it's, what's his name? I know his name. It starts with a D. Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, me laughing at Trump supporters. And then on the bottom one, like, Pam comes up to him and he's like, fuck. And then it's like, Pam is people thinking I'm for Biden too. And like,
I wish Bernie was in.
But like, see, yeah, I was trying to do research on Bernie too, and I think Bernie has ties to the Jesuits, like the fake Jews. So I'm like,
I mean, honestly, better than pedophiles.
I mean,
like, if I had to choose.
And then they were commenting, hold on, let me read the comments, let's see if I can pull them up. Well, one of them obviously said Trump 2020 whatever, and then the other one said Trump's the only president that has helped child trafficking. And oh, I got a new comment, let's read it. Oh, this guy went off. He's like, I'm a Trump supporter because he's about many things, and he's about saving the children. Biden is spreading messages, and it's, he put an emoji, like the hand emoji, to touch or molest children on TV. I follow you here and on TikTok, but I'm currently banned from TikTok for spreading your messages on my TikTok account. Can you go back to educating us or leaving us breadcrumb? I guess he didn't like that I was posting a meme, but... And then another girl said,
did he just try to say that Biden was doing sexual things as if Trump has never touched anyone?
See, like, that's, like, I don't understand how people are dismissing that.
Did we forget?
Like, no, people are saying those are fake allegations. I'm like, they,
like, he was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. What? There's so many accusations and, like, proof. It, no, people. I feel like there's more allegations than with Biden.
Oh, for sure. But I'm pretty sure, like, the one that, okay, remember the beginning of Black Lives Matter movement, how the fake anonymous on Twitter released this document of Trump versus this girl, and, like, the girl put all these allegations or whatever, and then people debunked it because they said that she was really drunk or something, didn't remember, didn't even think it was Trump, and someone paid her to lie about it. But then again, like, couldn't Trump's lawyers pay the girl to shut up?
That's definitely... He's literally paying all these females to shut up so he can become president. That was literally the huge thing.
Exactly. And there's...
And, like, go ahead.
There's more than 26 allegations. If there was, like, two or three, then I'll... Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Like, I know there's, like, a lot of... Which is really shitty of people to do. Like, make fake allegations against athletes a lot. Even... I don't know if that's fake or not. But, like, believe people. But with that many, like, how can you dismiss that many?
And they each have, like, an individual story and, like, a specific detailed story. Not, like, the Justin Bieber one. Remember I sent you the one from Twitter where the girl literally copied, like, a fan fiction and accused him of rape?
Yes.
Like, you can totally tell that was, like, fan fiction.
I don't understand how people are okay with doing that.
Yeah.
Like, that's someone's whole ass life.
Yeah.
And guess what? You just get hate on once people find out. Like, if it's true, yes, publicize it. But if it's fake, like, people will... figure it out.
She was probably paid to say that. Honestly, like, money's behind everything, and mm-hmm. all I'm saying is if someone pays me to shut up, I'm not gonna do it.
No. Because you have a good conscience and good morals, and you have good spirit guides and are in touch with your spirits.
Thank you.
Overall, good person.
I mean, even though that's funny that you mentioned that, because I got another comment on my TikTok today about my third eye story, and she was like, you're literally...
Dude, no, this shit was real. Kelsey... You guys don't understand. I wasn't even there and I know it's real.
She was like, you're playing with demons. Stop it.
Well, there may be demons there that you ain't playing with them. They just trying to present themselves.
They just invited themselves to the party.
Yeah. Literally, I remember your mom telling me, like, she literally came into my room screaming and saying she was seeing these things as I was awake. Like, this wasn't a dream.
Yeah, I wasn't sleeping, and my mom still to this day is like, that's the most scared I've seen you in your whole life. And like, even like as a kid, like, I don't like get scared watching scary movies or anything like that, and like that was the first time I was like terrified.
Yeah, I remember you texting me and it was fear, and it was really early in the morning here. I don't know why
I texted you at night. I was like, help.
Yeah, but I think it was by the time I, like, read it was morning here because we're 2 hours ahead of you.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it was pure fear, and you were freaking out, and I've never seen you freak out like that about something, like, in a spiritual aspect. So if there's a ghost, you go, hey.
Literally.
Okay.
Literally last week when the ghost was in my room, I was like, what's up?
We literally lived in a haunted apartment for how long? You're just like, hey.
Literally. What was his name? Corey?
Corey. You know, he was mean.
I'm starting to think that Corey was like an entity that followed in from someone who was always at our apartment. I'm not going to say his name, but it starts with a T. And just kidding, because he came after Corey. Because when did Corey start?
Literally the first week we were in that freaking apartment when we found like blood on the blinds.
Okay, wait, tell people like what we're talking about, because they're probably really confused.
Oh, okay. So me and Kelsey lived together our sophomore year in an apartment, kind of like on off campus. I don't know how to explain it, but we had a board and we named this ghost because of how often he would make himself present. To begin,
I still have that board.
Lord, it's probably, you probably took it, Corey, with you. But to begin, like, we walked to the apartment and it was fine. We didn't really, I didn't feel eerie at first. At least I didn't. But I don't know about you. We found like red residue on our blinds. We're like, what the hell?
Kool-Aid?
We're like, it's Kool-Aid. Yeah, literally, like, it's Kool-Aid. It's fine. So we cleared it off, whatever, going about our day. I don't know what the first experience was. I think it was probably like with you. Oh my god, with your Polaroids.
Oh.
I'm not gonna. Kelsey had Polaroid pictures, right? Just scattered across her room. Okay. No one was home. Like, why were they? And she had lost these Polaroid pictures. She had no idea where they were.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, just scattered across the room. Like, someone had to find these things
and, like, and throw them.
Put them out. Yeah. And then the next thing I remember is I was napping and I felt my wrists get tugged downwards. I'm like, I'm sitting on a bed, so obviously, like, it's not gravity. Like,
yeah.
So that was my experience. And then.
Your mom.
When my mom. Yes, literally. My mom came to visit, or I had like a dance show or something, and she was like sleeping in her apartment and she slept on the couch and the couch faced the bathroom door. And the next morning she's like, did you go to the bathroom last night? And I was like, no. Why? And she's like, to Kelsey? And so I was like, Kelsey, did you go to the bathroom? And you're like, no. And then my mom's like, there's someone definitely walked into the bathroom and shut the door.
What?
And you're like, oh.
Okay.
Good to know.
And the amount of times I had sleep paralysis in that apartment, like, yeah, I never that experienced most, that.
It was, like, frequent.
And I thought you were the demon at one point.
I'm always the demon. I'm always the demon.
Like, I was like, Megan, what are you doing in my room? And then you attacked me.
I feel like that's happened on multiple occasions.
Oh my god, wait, wasn't it because I had a dream about Corey, like the ghost, and then his girlfriend came to visit us too. Oh, did we name her Avery? Oh. And that activated his girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. There's so many more things too. I just can't remember.
Something happened with Kendall too, or something, because I remember, oh yeah, no, Kendall.
He wrote it on the board.
No, I think he just wrote Kendall's cute.
No, I definitely think he experienced something. I have recollection of him being like, what the hell, guys?
And the shower curtain.
I don't remember that. Oh, it always moved, didn't it?
Yeah, or it, I think it fell one time.
There's, oh my god, something else definitely fell too. There's so much shit. At that place.
The cockroaches.
Okay, guys, this is aside from the ghosts. We had an infestation that the Terminators couldn't even get rid of. They took over our cabinet. Like, we emptied a cabinet. And one fell inside my shirt.
That was maybe how we survived.
Also, other people agree that those apartments were haunted.
Oh, for sure. Didn't someone say that someone committed suicide off of the building or something?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, UNLV. Just UNLV things.
We're selling the school.
I honestly think there's like a conspiracy theory within that fucking apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I'm gonna wrap it up now.
We got so off topic in so many ways.
I know. I hope you guys enjoyed mine and Megan's ADHD conversation, because this is literally how every day our conversations go.
And let me apologize that I can't speak either. I am terrible at public speaking, and this comes close to it. I am more intelligent. I have sounded today.
I mean, like, you should see us when we're drunk.
Oh, no. A whole different story.
Oh, my God. Passion sent me the video of you shotgunning the Four Loko.
Disgusting. Who let me do that?
Oh, college days. Okay. As if I'm any, like, more older now. Ew, I can't even speak right. As if I'm any older now.
I think I take, I give, okay, I can't speak either. I'm just gonna shut up. End the episode.
Alright guys, thanks for listening. I would plug Megan's social media, but you won't see anything that she posts because she doesn't post.
Yeah,
no. So, I hope you guys enjoyed. And I'll see you next week, hopefully. Oh my god, August 27th is in 2 days, and I'm so excited to find out what happens and if we hop into a different dimension or see aliens or something. I don't know, I just really hope something does happen and I get abducted or something. I don't know, something crazy.
Take me with you, I'm bored.
Okay, I'll stop by Chicago, I'll tell them. I'll be like, alien man, can you make a pit stop? Alright guys, we'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!